You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Gabrielle Glancy. She's the author of the book, I'm Already Disturbed. Please come in. Gabrielle, why did you title your book that? And what is the concept that you wanted to write about when you were talking about this issue?
Right. About halfway through writing it, and as I sort of mentioned in the book, there were times when all I could do was, I wasn't really able to write. I was able to work, although sometimes I would have to go into the restroom whenever I was working and lie down on the floor until I could regain consciousness and get the blood back to my head, and then go back and try to do my job. All I could do was sometimes was collect Facebook screenshots, and I just sort of randomly began to click, snap screenshots of Facebook images that caught my fancy. And for a while, that's all I did. And then I tried to write the story of what was going on because I knew that it was very significant, and I knew I was on a wild goose chase, and I knew that I can't be the only one going through this, and that it was important that I write it down and document what had been happening. And that maybe a third of the way through doing that, I don't remember. I think I saw a sign somewhere that said, "I'm already disturbed. Please come in." And I thought, oh, that is perfect. That's a perfect title for this book, because I think that there's an underlying message of speaking about the parallels between what we've done to our planet and our gut flora and our bodies and our intestines. And they're similar. It's like we've burned the ozone off the atmosphere through carbon emissions and so forth, and similarly through processed food and all the things that we take in and polluted air and so forth, we've disturbed our natural condition to such a point that we're more susceptible to these kinds of illnesses and parasites and so forth. Towards the end of the book, I quote Michael Pollan, who wrote Omnivore's Dilemma. He's a very well-known writer on subjects similar to this, because basically he says we've disrupted our natural flora because we're occupied, our intestines are occupied by many microorganisms that are not theoretically our own body. And he calls them the good bugs and the bad bugs. And we've disrupted the good bugs to such a degree that the bad bugs are taking over. And that's why there's a lot of autoimmune diseases and other kinds of illnesses. So when I saw, "I'm already disturbed, please come in," I thought, well, that's just perfect, because I think that we've disturbed the universe and ourselves to such a degree that we're really vulnerable to these kinds of illnesses.
Gabriel, what were the symptoms that you had, including what was disturbing your mind at that time too? Like, what were the things that were going on? So if somebody was listening, for example, and had some of these symptoms, they might say, "Oh, maybe I should get a stool sample as well."
Right, right. I had this combination of symptoms that would go into a kind of cascade, like one would happen and then the other and the other. And they were strange. Like, I would first have this expansion in my abdomen, like incredible bloating, I guess you could call it, but not normal level, like really intense expansion, like there was a hard balloon in my stomach. And then that would somehow trigger a state. And later, once I was diagnosed, Chris Kresser spoke to me about it and said that it was possible that the bloating came from just complete unbalance in my intestines. That I was just occupied by an army of, bad bugs, basically, of dangerous parasites. Not to mention that Strongyloides, one of the characteristics of this particular parasite is it eats the nutrients, so it's eating your food, and it poops out a kind of poison, so that not only are you not getting the nutrients that you need, but you're exposed internally to toxins that are really intense. So I would get this expansion in my stomach, and then that would lead to passing out feeling. Sometimes I never actually fully passed out, but almost many times. So I would begin to get, like when you're passing out, my vision would get kind of narrow and dark. I was unable to speak. My jaw would tighten, like tetanus sort of feelings. And first my blood pressure would go down and I would begin to pass out. And then I guess my body would respond with some sort of reaction that caused an incredible increase in blood pressure. So that eventually I would come to, and sometimes this would take 20 minutes for it to happen. And then when I came to, my heart was like pounding and racing. So those were the symptoms.
Well, and you could see if you had these symptoms that you'd think that there was something wrong, but perhaps when you went into the doctor, some of those things might not have been happening.
By the time I got there, they usually had passed, actually. So they really thought I was crazy. Although sometimes, when I was in the ambulance, they would do a blood pressure. They'd check your blood pressure right away. And they did observe the change in blood pressure that I'm speaking about. So they would say, oh, my God, very, very low blood pressure. We hear them. I was like, woozy.
Yeah.
Very low blood pressure. And then they'd say, oh, my God, her blood pressure is off the chart. Maybe 5 minutes would go by and I would begin to come to. But sometimes, when I came, when I was coming to, there would be just, I wouldn't go quite as far as saying ridiculing me, but kind of, like, you look good. You look fine. There's nothing wrong with you, And I would say, no, I don't know. It seems to have passed. I don't know why it passed. I don't know why it came, and I don't know why it went. But I was so sick with it.
How much of a relief was it to you when somebody heard you and said, hey, you know what? I think I know what it is, and this is what it is in the end.
Well, first we had to wait till the test came back. I couldn't believe it, actually. It just seemed too obvious. I was like, I don't know. I mean, how could that be? Nobody said anything all this time. I had trouble believing him, And then 3 weeks later when the test came back, he said, well, believe it, because it's not just you have a little case of this. I remember there were these, lines on the page, and there was red, in a thermometer, to show how far, how infected with the parasites you were, and I was really, to one end of the spectrum. Really, the red line was very long, so I really saw, okay, I really have this. And then, it took a long time to eradicate them. I can't tell you that it was overnight. I took 4 courses of ivermectin and mebendazole, which are like human DDT, and they kill everything in your system. Which then I had to rebuild my gut flora back, and frankly still, and I think it's almost 3 years later, I don't think I could survive without high doses of probiotics. But probiotics, I didn't invent them. They were there before I got this illness, because people have great imbalances in their good and bad gut flora as a result of, our planet, basically, and what we've done to it.
So it took, how long did you have the parasite for? How long were you sick for? And how long did it take to get rid of them?
Well, I think I was sick for longer than I knew, but I started to get extremely sick probably 2 years after I had them, or a year and a half. And then I was really sick. I would say the most acute parts of being sick were also about 2.5 years. And then it must have taken me a good year to rid myself of the parasites. I got tested. I did that very sensitive stool test, which is very expensive. It was like $350 every time I did it. And I did it like 4 times, and I still had it. And then I took another course of treatment, and then I tested, and then I still had it. And finally, like 4 tests later, it came out clean. But by that point, I had just eradicated everything in my body that was good or bad. And so then I had to build it back, and that took a long time too. I mean, I would say I couldn't walk. Like, I would judge the distance between, say, the front steps of my house to my car. I would carry a bag of almonds in case I couldn't do it, and salt water to keep my blood pressure up. And I would gauge distances like that. I couldn't walk 40 feet without beginning to go into this state. So, I mean, and now I can, you know, easily take an hour while I'm in good health. I work out. I eat well. I'm really strong now. But I thought I'd never be able to even walk to the end of my street.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story, Gabriel, and I wonder how many other people have this that are just undiagnosed. And hopefully you've been able to bring people to some awareness of it through your book and through interviews like this.
I hope so.
Give us a quick rundown about your book, where people can buy it.
You can get it on Amazon. That's where the only place it's available. Came out about a month ago, and that's where you can get it. Just I'm Already Disturbed, Please Come In, Gabrielle Glancy on Amazon.
Gabrielle, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Great to be here.
That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Garrett Perry, our producer, and Reg Fair, and for producers across the country that are making the show available to you. Thank you for listening. Have a great, healthy week.